Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore Tama Vina Kedayalu Jagat Sansare Tama Vina Kedayalu Jagat Sansare Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatara Mosama Patita Prabhu Napaibeyara Ha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Kripa Bala Kana Koro Ami Bara Dukhi Daya karo sitapati Advaita Gosai Tava kripa Chaitanya Nita Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nita Ha ha sarup sanatana rupa ragunata Patta Juga Shri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanata Daya Kara Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottamadasa. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More. Tama Bina Kedayalu Jagata Sansare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, Satur Satushi Shimadis Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Samavita Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai, Vitai Gaur Premanandi, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Garanga, glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. We're reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita text, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, entitled The Process of Devotional Service. What's the number? 137? Text number 139, yes. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatcha Dishatarne Vancha Kalpatrubhischa Kripa Sindhubhyebhacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So text 137, 138 through 139. Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo. Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane Karo Harir Mandira Marjanadishu Shrutim Chakara Chutasat Katodaye Mukunda Lingalaya Darshane Drishau Tadbritya Gatra Sparashanga Sanganamam Tadbritya Gatra Sparashanga Sangamam Granam Chatat Pada Saroja Saurabe Srimat Tulasya Rasanam Tadarpite Pado Hare Katra Padanu Sarpane Shiro Rishikesha Padabhi Vandane Kamam Chadasye Natu Kama Kamyaya Yatottama shloka janashrayarati. You can just do the first verse as yet. Huh? I'll bring it up. Yeah. Savai mana krishna padara vindayor. Pachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane Karo Harir Mandira Marjanadishu Shrutim Chakara Chutasat Katode Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane Karo Harir Mandira Marjanadishu Shrutim Chakara Chutasat Katode Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Varnane Karo Harir Mandira Marjanadishu Shrutim Chakara Chutasat Katodaye Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor Vachamsi Vaikuntha Chivananu Varnane Karo Harir Mandira Marjanadishu Shrutim Chakara Chutasat Katode. Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor. Vacham Sivai Kunta Gunarna Varnane. Karo Harir Mandira Marjanadishu. Shrutim Chakara Chutasat Katode.
Else?
Oh, got lots of synonyms here. Sah. Hey, Maharaj Ambarish. Bhai. Certainly. Manaha. The mind. Krishna Pada Aravindayo. On the two lotus feet of Krishna. Vachamsi. Words. Vaikuntha Guna Anuvarnane. In describing the transcendental character of Krishna. Karo. The two hands. Hare. Of Lord Krishna or Vishnu. Mandira Marjana Adishu. In cleansing the temple of Hari and similar other duties. Shrutim, the ears. Chakara, engaged. Achuta, of the Lord. Satkata Udaye, in the arising of transcendental topics. Mukundalinga, of the deities of the Lord. Alaya, temples. Darshane, in visiting. Trishao, the two eyes. Tatpritya, of the servants of the Lord. Gatra, the bodies. Sparashe, in touching. Angasangamam, bodily contact, such as embracing or touching the lotus feet. Granam, the sensation of smell. Cha, and Tatpada Saroja, of the Lord's lotus feet. Sarabe, in the fragrance. Srimat, most auspicious. Tulasya, of tulsi leaves. Rasanam, the tongue. Tat Arpite, in food offered to the Lord. Pado, the two feet. Hare, of the Lord. Ketra, the place of pilgrimage. Padu Anusarpani, in walking to. Shira, the head. Rishikesha, of the Lord of the senses, the personality of Godhead. Pada Abhivandane, in offering prayers at the lotus feet. Kamam, all desires. Dasye, in serving the Lord. Not to, but kama kamyaya, with a desire for sense gratification. Yata, as much as. Uttama shloka, of the Lord who is worshipped by selected poems. Jana, in the devotee. Ashraya, having shelter. Rati, attachment. So, Srila Prabhupada started that system of doing all the synonyms. It's like a long thing, but we should actually try to get some of this after many years. We should get familiar with all these terms and learn some. This is actually culture, Krishna culture. Anyway, So translation, Srila Prabhupada, translation, short purport is there. We'll read that. Anyway, translation, Maharaj Ambarish always engaged his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. His words in describing the spiritual world and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his hands in cleansing and washing the Lord's temple, his ears in hearing topics about the Supreme Lord, his eyes in seeing the deity of Lord Krishna in the temple, his body in touching the lotus feet of Vaishnavas and embracing them, his nostrils in smelling the aroma of the tulsi leaves offered to Krishna's lotus feet, his tongue in tasting food offered to Krishna, his legs in going to places of pilgrimage like Vrindavan and Mathura or to the Lord's temple, and his head in touching the lotus feet of the Lord and offering him prayers. Thus, Maharaj Ambarish desired only to serve the Lord faithfully. In this way, he engaged his senses in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. As a result, he awakened his dormant loving propensity for the Lord's service. So, purport, this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 9:4, 18-20. So, we'll read that purport. Srila Prabhupada gave 9th canto. He gave purport on these verses. From the 9th canto, the purport is, in Bhagavad Gita 7:1, the Lord recommends Maya Sakta Mana Parta Yogam Yunjan Madashraya. This indicates that one must execute devotional service under the guidance of a devotee or directly under the guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Madashraya, I guess. It is not possible, however, to train oneself without guidance from the spiritual master. Therefore, according to the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami, the first business of a devotee is to accept a bona fide spiritual master who can train him to engage his various senses in rendering transcendental service to the Lord. The Lord also says in Bhagavad Gita 7:1, Ashamshayam samagram mam yata jasyasi tach trinu. In other words, if one wants to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in completeness, one must follow the prescriptions given by Krishna by following in the footsteps of Maharaj Ambarish. It is said, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. Bhakti means to engage the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Krishna, who is called Rishikesh or Achyuta. These words are used in these verses, Achyuta Sat Katodaye, Rishikesha Padabhivandane. The words Achyuta and Rishikesh are also used in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna Katha, spoken directly by Krishna, and Srimad Bhagavatam also is also Krishna Katha, because everything described in the Bhagavatam is in relationship with Krishna. There was one devotee, Purushottam, in Vrindavan. You remember Purushottam? He made two books, I think. One was Krishna's names in Bhagavad Gita, and one he had nectar from numbers. He talked about, he gave all the different numbers, like one Supreme Lord, I guess, like that, and two, I don't know, there's so many, twos and threes and three gunas, three Purush avatars, all the different numbers. Anyway, so this Bhagavad Gita is mentioned there, the Achyuta and Rishikesh, all the different names. Sometimes Krishna is called Madhusudan because he killed the demon of doubt. Arjuna was calling him like that because he wanted to kill the demon of doubt. So anyway, this is Srila Prabhupada gave this purport. It's actually brought to mind some very big court case that was going on in India for many, many years, spending so much of Srila Prabhupada's money on the disciplic succession. Here it's described, Srila Prabhupada indicates that one must execute devotional service under the guidance of a devotee or directly under the guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not possible, however, to train oneself without guidance from the spiritual master. So this is, therefore, he quotes, therefore, according to the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami, the first business of a devotee is to accept a bona fide spiritual master who can train him to engage his various senses in rendering transcendental service to the Lord. It's Adau Guru Bhashraya, this Sanskrit, that Rupa Goswami has given complete science of devotional service in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And he says that Adau Guru Bhashraya, that one has, the first thing one has to do is take shelter of a spiritual master. It's not that one can, one can read books, that's very nice. One, actually, Srila Prabhupada, and when he was giving nectar devotion classes in Vrindavan, he told the devotees there that if you read nectar devotion, you're associating with Srila Rupa Goswami, and if you follow the instructions there, and you're serving as lotus feet. So these are very high position to be able to serve the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. And similarly, Srila Prabhupada, he's given his books, we're reading his books, we're associating with Srila Prabhupada by following the instructions, we're serving his lotus feet. This is the proper position for any devotee, aspiring devotee, that one wants to serve the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Paichakeba. That no one is able to get free from this material entanglement without that service. But that service, it's not that Srila Prabhupada also, I mean, in spite of reading books, we're associating like that, but there's also, Srila Prabhupada spoke so many other instructions. He said that you can't become a medical practitioner simply by reading books. You have to have guidance of someone who is there. So this is this court case was going on in this way on this topic of whether we need a spiritual master present or a living spiritual master, who means not living Srila Prabhupada, what do they say? A Vaishnav dies to live. So the living spiritual master is there, Srila Prabhupada is always living, but one has to be manifest. One has to see some example. One has to see this. This is the process of disciplic succession, that one has to take spiritual master's guidance and learn from him personally. It's not impersonal system. So anyway, in spite of all that, this is a very important verses. Many times, Srila Prabhupada quoted especially the first line, the first couple lines, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo, that the devotional service means, as he quoted also in the purport here, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchate, that devotional service, Bhaktir Uchate, means one is called devotional service when one is Rishikena Rishikesha. Rishikena means the senses, by the senses. Rishikesha means to the master of senses, the master of the senses, Sevanam. When one engages the senses in the service of the master of the senses, this is the meaning of devotional service. This is one of the definitions that given in the Shastras. So this is very Maharaj Ambarish, he's giving all these different examples how to utilize all the different senses in the service of the Lord. I think, this coming up. They give some, that's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think it gave some examples. I think just in the previous verse that was last week, it gave the different examples of persons who engaged just one of their senses in the service of the Lord. That Sri Vishnu Shravane Parikshit Abhavad Vyasa Ki Kirtane, that Parikshit Maharaj simply heard about the Supreme Lord Vyasaki simply chanted about the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj used his remembrances, Prahlad Smarane, Tada Angri Bhajane Lakshmi, that Lakshmi served the lotus feet of the Lord. Prithu Pujane, Prithu Maharaj engaged in the worship of the Supreme Lord Akuras. Tvabhivandane, Akura became perfect simply by offering prayers. Kapipatir Dasya, Ta Hanuman engaged in the service of the Lord. Sakye Arjuna. Arjuna became friends with the Lord. Sarvas Fatma Nivedane Bali. Bali Maharaj, he engaged in all full surrender. So this gives some examples how Srila Prabhupada said that you can engage in devotional service with, just like Maharaj Ambarishi engaged all of his senses in the service of the Lord. And these even examples of some of the other devotees who simply engaged in one sense. One sense, he says, one sense, two senses, three senses, whatever you can do, somehow or other, that he, as he quoted first thing, the first thing is there, Savaimana Krishna Bhara, somehow or other, just like Rupa Goswami says, Yena Kena Prakarena, somehow or other, Mana Krishna Nivesha, somehow or other that mind has to be controlled, because the mind, that's the master of all the senses. He's directing the activities of all the senses, and the mind's function is manifest by the function of the senses like that. So, not something, there's also there's very nice verses there. We learned long, long time ago. Let's see. In the second canto, chapter 939, text 39, Srila Prabhupada quotes one verse from the Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. He says, Akshno phalam tvadrishi darshanam hi, tano phalam tvadrishi gatrasanga, jiva phalam tvadrisha kirtanam hi, sudurlabha bhagavata hi loke. He says that the purpose of the akshno phalam, the purpose of the eyes, darshanam hi, lost it, darshanam hi. This is particularly in relationship with the devotees, sudurlabha bhagavata hi loke. The devotees are so rare, it says that the Hari Bhakti Sudodaya says, the devotee of the Lord, the purpose of the visual sense is fulfilled simply by seeing you. Akshno pulam tvadrishe darshanam hi. Tano pulam tvadrishe gatrasanga, that the purpose of the body or the sense of touch is to touch the body of the devotees. And jiva pulam tvadrishe kirtanam hi. The sense of the tongue. Tongue is loba moya sudrumati. Jiva take jita katina samshaya. The tongue is very difficult to control. In the first sense, it's recommended some places there that ado, is that jivado, sevan mukhe hi jivado, that we can begin with controlling the senses with the tongue. So jiva palam tvadrishe kartanam hi, by engaging the sense of the tongue in glorifying the devotees, this would become the perfection of the tongue. There's also another verse we learned while we were traveling around India. Even the other sects, the Sikhs, they have one verse that was, we think we saw in some temple or something like that, that says, Jiva Guna Govinda Bhaje. The purpose of the tongue, Jiva. Guna Govinda Bhaje, the purpose of the tongue is Govinda Bhaje, to worship the Supreme Lord. Then Karna Shuna Harinam, the ear is meant to hear the Harinam. Kahe Nanak, this is the words of Guru Nanak, he's the founder of the Sikh religion. Kahe Nanak Shunareman, Please, my mind, listen, my dear mind, listen to these words, anapabhi jamadam, that by hearing by following this process, anapabhi, you'll not get jamadam, you'll not get that abode of Yamaraj. So, this is same thing is going on. How to somehow or other engage all of our senses in the service of the Lord, whether we engage one sense or two senses or all the senses, as Maharaj Jambarish is giving very nice example. Somehow or other, we want to engage in that service. Srila Prabhupada, he gives that, he quotes interesting verses there, the seventh chapter, first verse of the Bhagavad Gita. He quotes first the first half of the verse and then the second half of the verse. This is actually, if you look in folio, Srila Prabhupada spoke on this verse, seventh chapter, text one of Bhagavad Gita. He spoke on this verse more than any other verse, I think it was. I think I've seen like that. The translation is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Now hear, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in free, you can know me in full, free from doubt. That yogam yunjan madashraya," that Srila Prabhupada said that the one has to do under the guidance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee. So, otherwise, there's also the negative purpose of the senses as it's described. Where is that? Second canto, chapter 3, is gives some nice descriptions about the negative engagement of the senses. It says, particularly the one verse is, "Bile patoru karma vikramanye na shrinvata karna putena rasya jibasati dardura keva sutta na chopagayati urugayagata." He says that the one who has not listened to the messages about the prowess and marvelous acts of the Personality of Godhead, has not sung or chanted loudly the worthy songs about the Lord, is to be considered to possess ear holes like the holes of snakes, and a tongue like the tongue of a frog. Jivasati means unchaste or useless. So, of course, the purport is there when how the snakes have ear holes, useless ear holes. They simply engage how to catch the food. Frog is croaking, calling that snake of death. So engaging our senses as tarma jeji bhayati loba moya sutamati takejita kartina samsari. Krishna, that this tongue, this is the biggest problem. Tarma jeji bhayati loba moya. The tongue is most voracious. We can control the tongue somehow or other by engaging in these two activities of the tongue in Krishna's service, by chanting his glories and by tasting Krishna prasadam. Then this whole process becomes simplified very nicely. Sevan mokehi jivado swayame vasparatyada. Everything becomes manifest very nicely for one who engages in the process under the guidance of the spiritual master. All right, so we'll stop there. If anyone has comments or questions. Why don't you go to Prabhu?
So, Hare Krishna, thank you. So the king, he has so many duties, so it seems a little bit difficult to engage practically every one of your senses in serving the Lord 24/7. So what about our other responsibilities? Because we're in this world, we're conditioned souls and we have certain needs and wants. In order to achieve those things, you have to work and perform many, many duties. So it seems like it's good to engage all our senses in the Lord's service, but then what about the other necessities of life and how to really get those things in order?
I think you're given a very nice example of that, how to engage in all. We have to,
Is it about me now?
No, anyway. Yeah, we can glorify your wonderful service in Vrindavan, that how we are working hard to keep everything nice for the service of the Lord and his devotees. When the devotees come to Vrindavan, feel very nicely welcomed like that. And the temple is kept, all these things are going on. The temple is kept clean, the devotees are chanting the glories of the Lord, taking prasadam.
I have another question too.
What?
I have another question.
Ah.
So there's Nitya Siddha devotees and there's Nitya Buddha, okay? So we're like considered eternally conditioned. And by this process of bhakti and performing the proper duties, we can awaken our true consciousness. Does that make us Nitya Siddha then? Do we become again Nitya Siddha? Were we Nitya Siddha and then all of a sudden we lost our Nitya Siddha-ship and became Anitya Buddha and stuck in the material world because of our rebelliousness, but then can we again become Nitya Siddha? So you know all these things.
Yeah, I know all these things. No. No, Srila Prabhupada said there's no, when once what becomes Siddha, then there's no difference. There's no, that's the one thing is there, that there was some discussion or confusion about Srila Prabhupada's position at one time, like he says, it doesn't matter when one becomes Siddha, he's Siddha. It doesn't matter where one comes from or what one's doing.
I think my original question is,
what?
Were we originally Nitya
we
Siddha, eternally liberated in the spiritual kingdom, whether by Kunta
Siddha
or wherever, and somehow, even though it's very difficult to imagine, but you see, you know, giant Vijay, that somehow or other, looks like a lot of people have misused their minute independence and are entrapped in material bodies of repeated birth and death. What's going on with that?
Yeah, that's a problem, is that the misuse of the independence is, we're here in this material world, where one came from or how he came from, this is not very important business for us to get out.
No, but it's the inquiry, were we actually Nitya Siddha, meaning eternally liberated, but somehow or other, we became Nitya Buddha.
Somehow or other, yes.
Is that, I mean, so you're agreeing?
Huh?
You're agreeing or you're...
Am answering? I agreeing? I'm not going to get into that. Somehow or other, we're here. We want to get out. That's the point. Srila Prabhupada gave the Kakatala Nyaya. Some people utilize it for their own purposes, but the Kakatala Nyaya means it doesn't really matter. You can't say Kakatala Nyaya basically means that the crow was sitting in a tree. Kaka is a kaka, that's a crow. Tala means a particular fruit. So the argument was that the fruit fell down and the crow flew, and because the fruit fell, the crow flew away, or because the crow flew away, the fruit fell. So there's no, it's not a big, it's not a big issue which one happened first. It happens, this is what the means, kakatala nyaya, means you cannot.
Maybe the prisoner who's in jail might want to know, was I ever a free man or not?
Yeah, maybe.
He's
we also want to know whether we're going to some place that is a safe place. Eternal abode. All right, Madhavayasa. Okay.
Panchanai had another question about what lawsuit were you referring to during Prabhupada's presence when he had to spend so much money?
A lawsuit?
Yes.
Well, you know, the Bangalore lawsuit is going on. The finished. They said they supposedly finished now because it went to the Supreme Court and they gave a judgment in favor of the Bangalore temple like that. So they anyway. It's not. Many people will have many opinions on that whole thing too. Waste of money. Out of approval.
Well, just on punch. That a lot of times, I think you mentioned it, that once we do become siddha or perfect and go back to God, what does Krishna say? He says, never again. So we think on very linear terms because we're conditioned in a linear situation. So we're thinking, if it's never again, without any idea of time, because time is conspicuous by its absence, then you're siddha. So, and there was an old story I remember hearing that there was some great sage who was cursed to be in the material world for like millions of years for every hair on his head. For every hair, you get a million years or something like that. And and he was very austere, and he was sitting in a very, you know, like old hut, and his disciples came, and he said, "Oh, let's fix this hut because I see it's raining on it." He said, "Don't, I won't be here long." So in that idea, or that, it's kind of giving us the idea that, well, when we do become perfect, this is like nothing. And so we say Nityabhata just to kind of give us an idea of how long we've been here, but because we are accustomed to looking at linear time, beginning and end and middle, and so, yeah, it seems like we've been here for a long time, but once we're out of that influence of time, then, yeah, this is nothing. It's not long. Doesn't really answer it.
Thank you. Anything else? Yes, forgot.
So you said that we engage the tongue in honoring Krishna Prasadam. So the question is, there are, it's one thing to make a preparation from scratch, and it's another thing to purchase a product that wasn't made by a devotee, but if one offers it, does it become transformed?
Yeah, that's I haven't found any exact reference or anything, but my understanding is that just as there's different grades of devotees that Rupa Goswami mentions in the Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Instruction, that Krishneti Yasyagiri, we should offer a base, mentally honor a devotee who's chants the holy name. One should serve the ones who is has taken initiation and engaged in devotional service like this. So anyway, just my understanding, I haven't found reference, maybe somebody else can say something, but I understand that there's different grades of prasadam also, just like there's different grades of devotees. Prasadam is transcendental, devotees are transcendental, but there is different grades of devotees. Mm. So my understanding is there's different grades of prasadam. I haven't found any reference, maybe somebody can else. Huh? Prasad was offered poison, Mahamaha, are you going to take his prasadam? Yes. He's got proof there. Yeah. Okay. You have some comment? You have a question? You're giving some... On your question, you don't have some comment? Huh? Yes. And he didn't cook it himself. Yes. Yeah, the recipient also can be, yeah. If one has consciousness, that just means Krishna consciousness. We should offer. Actually, I heard Jasamati Nandan, he told that he was personally told by Srila Prabhupada, everything in Vrindavan is prasadam. And one devotee was saying, I all foodstuffs. Now, of course, they have also liquor shops, but that doesn't mean that's can be, I don't think, considered prasadam. And, anyway, we had recently was told that devotee's kitchen, everything is prasadam, but Krishna says, patram pushpam palam tayam yomi bhakti prayasati, we should offer everything to Krishna. So, yes, you have.
I was just wondering, thank you for the class. I was wondering with devotional service, if you're asked to do a service and you've tried it and it was something you just weren't very good at and you can see that in the future it's something you're never going to be very good at. And is it best maybe to say, maybe you should let somebody else do the service or should you just continue trying to do that service?
Yeah, this is my all. Old time conundrum, they say, that sometimes Krishna wants us to overcome some obstacle and sometimes we should just go around it or something, yeah. Devotional service, anyway, my answer I think can be just like we have Guru, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. We have three different checks and balances. So we can inquire from others whether we should continue or in this way. There's another check is that I think Krishna says, the dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te, that Krishna, if we're sincere and engaged in the service, then Krishna will help us from within to figure out all these things. It's, I used to always play with this idea whether we should overcome the obstacle or go around. But every devotee has some different tastes. They have, just like that verse that we quoted about Vyasaki by chanting and Brikshit by hearing. So they could have, they were both devotees, they could have done either way. But they had some different tastes. So we have some different tastes and somehow or other, we want to fix the mind on Krishna. We can just remain in Krishna consciousness. And if we're in a particular situation where we don't want to do something, sometimes the temple manager may have some big headache. That doesn't mean they give up their service. But we take some headaches for Krishna, and Krishna will be pleased. I don't know. Somebody else has some comment on that? Or is that all right? Okay. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.